はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはマンボ、こんにちはニューヨーク。
こんにちは、ナオミです。
Hi everyone, Kat here. Welcome to Newbie Series Season 5, Lesson 21. When will you stop asking me questions in Japanese? Thank you very much for joining us.
Kat-san,
Hi.
Please tell us what we are going to learn in this lesson.
In this lesson, we're going to review question words. Being able to ask questions is really important in any foreign language, as I'm sure you all agree.
I agree.
You'll also learn how to say the days of the week.
Where does this conversation take place and who is it between?
This conversation takes place at school and we have Kent, Madoka, Shiroyama-kun and Emi-senpai in the conversation.
What level of Japanese are they speaking?
They all speak informally with each other except when they are speaking to Emi-senpai. Now, if you're listening on an iPod
or an iTouch or iPhone,
click on the center button of the iPod or tap the screen on an iTouch or iPhone to see the notes for this lesson while you listen.
Read along while you listen.
This technique will help you remember faster. Okay, so now let's listen to the conversation.
おそようございます、ケントさん。
ああ、ごめん。本当にごめん。次は行く。絶対行く。
無理無理。
次の練習はいつ？
月曜の朝。
おはよう。
おはようございます、エミ先輩。
おはようございます、エミ先輩。
おーっす。
ケント。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
おそようございます、ケントさん。
ああ、ごめん。本当にごめん。次は行く。絶対行く。
無理、無理。
次の練習はいつ？
月曜の朝。
おはよう。
おはようございます。エミ。先輩。
おーっす。
ケント。
今度は英語が入ります。
おそようございます、ケントさん。
Good morning, Kent.
ああ、ごめん。本当にごめん。
ああ、sorry. I'm really sorry.
次は行く。絶対行く。
I'll go next time. I'll definitely go.
無理無理。
You so won't.
次の練習はいつ?
When's the next practice?
月曜の朝。
Monday morning.
おはよう。
Morning.
おはようございます、エミ先輩。
Good morning, エミ先輩。
おーっす。
おーす。
ケント。
ケント。
You know, I thought Kent was getting better at remembering to use keigo after making all of those mistakes before.
Yeah. I think he was too excited about the new word he learned. Os.
Remember, os is like sup or what's up or I don't know. We don't say what's up anymore, do we? What do we say? It's like, how's it going? It's a really casual guy's greeting. Mm-hmm. So you really shouldn't use this to your senpai, bosses or teachers.
Right. So be careful when you pick up new words.
Because I know what it's like to get a new word and then want to use it all the time. Believe me, I know. But be careful.
そうですね。
By the way, Naomi-sensei, I'm curious about the 挨拶Shiroyama-kun used. おそようございます。It sounds like おはようございます, but slightly different.
Yeah. This is actually said as a joke. The real way to say good morning is, of course, おはようございます, right?Which contains the word 早い for early.
Ah, I see. So in おそようございます, they mix in the word for late, 遅い, instead of 早い, early. So, is that it?
Right, exactly. You combine 遅い and おはようand get おそよう, おそようございます.
I suppose that's kind of clever.
It's not a very common word. But
because you were saying before when we were chatting before, you were saying that really older men and classroom teachers would say it as a kind of teasing.
Right.
So that you finally turned up.
Mm.
In English, the teacher would say, thank you for joining us. I used to get that all the time at my school.
You used to get...
The teacher would be like, thank you for joining us, Ms. So-and-so or Mr. So-and-so. It's kind of like on purpose using really respectful language to, you know, in a sarcastic way.
Oh, I
see. So I guess that's the equivalent of osoyo gozaimasu, right?
Mm.
Okay, so now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we're going to see is
本当に.
Really, truly.
本当に. 本当に.
And next we have
無理.
Impossible, unreasonable.
無理. 無理.
And next?
練習.
Practice.
練習. 練習.
And next?
いつ.
When?
いつ. いつ.
And finally?
月曜日.
Monday.
月曜日. 月曜日.
Okay, so now let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. And the first phrase we're going to look at is
本当に.
Really. This is a phrase that can be used in front of adjectives to emphasize them.
Yes, as in 本当に楽しい.
It's really fun. It can also be used just as an exclamation. 本当に? Really? So if someone tells you something surprising or exciting, you can respond with this.
本当に?
Really?
It's actually very similar to the slang phrase we introduced in the last lesson. マジで.
Which is kind of like, no way. I would say it's used in exactly the same situations, but 本当に is much more polite and more socially acceptable. So if you're in doubt, please use 本当に instead. Now that I think about it, it might have made more sense to introduce 本当に before マジで.
I guess you're right.
And the next word is?
無理.
Impossible, unreasonable. Now, this word is used to mean that something is literally impossible or cannot be done, but in casual conversation, it has more of a nuance of no way or yeah, right, in a disbelieving way, wouldn't you say, Naomi-sensei?
So, yeah, I agree. In the dialogue, when Kent said he'd go to the next soccer practice, Madoka said, 無理, 無理.
You so won't. She's basically saying, it's impossible for you to get up that early and go. So she said, impossible, impossible, which means that, you know, he won't be able to go. Young people might also use it to describe stuff they really can't stand, right?
You mean the sentences like, natto, 無理.
Literally, natto is impossible. Maybe the best translation would be, I can't handle natto or I can't stand natto.
Some of you already know, natto is a fermented, sticky, slimy soybeans.
Sounds amazing.
It's actually one of the most notorious Japanese foods among non-Japanese.
I'd actually just like to add one thing about 無理. I'm 23. I mean, I would say I'm quite young, but I still wouldn't say 納豆は無理. Every time I hear someone say that, it's someone who's in 中学校, like maybe 13, 14, 15.
Right.
So just to let you know, it's a very like young expression. So just take care of that is what I'd like to say. Okay, and the next word is?
練習.
Practice.
練習 by itself is a noun. If you add する to it, it becomes a verb, to practice, 練習する.
Can we hear a phrase that uses it?
Sure. This is used a lot with sports, as you can imagine. For example, サッカーを練習する.
To practice soccer. The thing that you're going to practice is followed by the particle を.
テニスを練習する.
To play tennis or to practice tennis. In this lesson, you'll review question words in Japanese. Naomi-sensei, what do you say we review the most common question words?
Sounds good.
It's really important to be able to ask questions in a foreign language, so we want to make sure you have these down, okay?
Are you ready? Here they are. 何 or 何?
What?
いつ?
When?
どこ?
Where?
どう?
How?
なんで? Or どうして?
Why?
誰?
Who?
That's a lot of question words.
A lot of them should sound familiar, though. You can also review them with the chart in the lesson notes. Now, let's focus on the one we saw in the dialogue for this lesson.
いつ?
When.
There are two patterns for using itsu. These patterns actually apply to all question words, but we're going to use itsu in our examples. One is the pattern of noun wa itsu, when is noun.
Here is a sample sentence. Party wa itsu?
When's the party? Let's break down this sentence.
Party.
Party.
Wa.
Topic marking particle.
Itsu.
When.
Party wa itsu?
When's the party? There was also a similar example in the dialogue, right?
Yes. In the dialogue, Kent said, 次の練習はいつ?
When's the next practice? Let's break down this sentence too.
次の
Next.
練習
Practice.
は
Topic marking particle.
いつ?
When.
次の練習はいつ?
When's the next practice? So that's the first pattern. 何はいつ? The next one is いつ plus verb. When are you going to? Verb. Can we hear an example of that?
Sure. So instead of when is the practice, you want to use a verb and say, when are you going to practice? That would be, いつ練習する?
When are you going to practice? So the question word comes first, followed by the verb. This is similar to the word order in English.
Right. Remember to use rising intonation when asking questions like these.
Okay, now let's practice these two patterns. The first pattern we'll practice is asking when something is. Naomi-sensei, please could you give us a sentence we can try translating into Japanese?
Sure. The sentence is, when is the test?
Remember that for test, we can say testo. Okay, and the answer is?
Testo wa itsu?
Testo is test, then we have the topic marking particle followed by itsu.
Testo wa itsu? Did you get that one right, everyone? Remember that it's noun plus wa plus itsu.
Now, let's practice using itsu with verbs. We're going to see which verbs you remember as well.
The first phrase is, when are you going to eat? This is only two words in Japanese. Okay, here's a hint. Remember that eat is taberu.
Did you get the answer? Naomi-sensei, how would you then say, when are you going to eat?
いつ taberu? いつ?
When?
Plus taberu.
To eat. Remember that when using a verb, the pattern is いつ plus verb. Let's try one more. The next phrase is, when are you going to wake up?
Okay, here's the hint. Remember that to wake up is 起きる.
Did you get the answer? Naomi-sensei, how would you say, when are you going to wake up?
いつ 起きる? いつ?
When?
Plus 起きる.
To wake up. Great! How did you do? Also, we didn't get into it in today's lesson, but we had some words for the days of the week in the conversation.
That's right! Please check the lesson notes for the chart containing all of the days of the week.
Okay, everyone, that's all for this lesson.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
じゃあまた。
おそようございます、ケントさん。
ああ、ごめん。本当にごめん。次は行く。絶対行く。
無理無理。
次の練習はいつ?
月曜の朝。
おはよう。
おはようございます、エミ先輩。
おはようございます、エミ先輩。
おーっす。
ケント。